Hi, this is Van, and you're listening to the Lazy Photographer Podcast. On this episode, episode number 15, I'm going to talk about how I found a new spark for my photography. Stay tuned. Hi again, this is the Lazy Photographer Podcast, which talks about photography, travel, events, and drone. This episode, I will be talking about what I found to spark my photography. I never really lost my passion in terms of photography, but a few weeks ago until up to the moment, I'm really caught up with work, so I never really had projects that I do with my photography. But lately, I found something that most probably helped me in terms of getting back to thinking about photography every day and making sure I'm using my skills even at work, and that's a good thing for me, because even though I'm stressed out at work, I still can continue with thinking about photography and what's good to take pictures of. Go online, you see a lot of challenges to photography, and one of the most famous ones are the 365 photos that a photographer would commit for a year. And that's good that you're committing yourself 365 days in a year to create photos, but most likely it's unrealistic. That's because it's not easy to commit that too long, and unless you're a seasoned pro or you really don't have anything to do. So that's when I noticed something. I found this post on Instagram where it says photo a day challenge, but I noticed that it says February, which means he's doing it month per month. And I mean, a month of dedication would be as easy as 365 days. So that's only 30 days if you want to do it. So for example, you do a test to do it in 30 days and see if you can cope up. And if you like it, then you can continue and think about other months to do it. And I think that's a very good approach in doing this photo a day challenge, because you never know. You might not like it after 3 months or a month on a 365 plan. So I started this February. I found something. So what happens is that there are a lot of people or photographer who does this, and they post their list in terms of what to take on each day. For example, the one I followed was a post. It has a username of Fat Mom Slim. I don't know this guy or person, and I don't have any idea who or he or she or he is, but I followed his plan, his or her plan. Credits to him or her, Fat Mom Slim. So he made a list of how it works is you have, like, for example, February 28 or 29 days. You list yourselves, you list from 1 to 29 the theme of every day that you want to take. For example, I'll read the list what you have from 1 to 14. So February 1, it says today is. So anything like today is, you can interpret that to today is Thursday, today is Monday, today is, or something, anything along the lines. So it's upon your interpretation. Number 2, play. Number 3, smell. Number 4, yes. Number 5, 3. Number 6, skyline. Number 7, doorway. Number 8, beautiful. Number 9, pink. Number 10, on the table. 11, begins with T. My inspiration is number 12. 13th is bright. 14 is I love. So that's 1 to 14. I can go on. 15, black and white. 16, travel. In the details. 17, 18, stripes. 19, beneath my feet. 20, time. 21, twirl. 22, little. 23, depth of field. 24, architecture. 25, my face. 26, need, want. 27, something old. 28, street. So this list by Fat Mom Slim is only until 28. I believe February today is 29. So this, I'll just add another one here. But yeah, it's a good challenge for myself to think within these topics every day. And since it's the phone that I have every day, it's the phone that's what I have every day, so I'll just use my phone on majority of this. But there are times that when I have my phone, then I will use it, I mean, when I have my camera. So there you go, guys. I think this is a better way to spark yourself in terms of photography and challenge yourself the way you think, the way you picture out things. That's it for today, guys. So what do you think about my photo a day challenge, a 30-day challenge each month? Probably do it 1 month at a time, and I'll update you guys after a few months. If I like it or not, then good. I'm posting the photos on my Instagram story. My Instagram account is The Lazy Photographer. The Lazy Photographer. Or you can check out my post about this challenge on my blog, which is vanligutom.com/blog, vanligutom.com/blog. Thank you, and see you soon.